Hey, what's up, y'all? Adonis here, episode 2, and we are back. Welcome back. We hope you enjoyed that first episode that we put out, and hope you enjoyed that meditation to open your heart chakra. Because believe me, you're gonna need it. And man, it's masks off and mandates are finally over. COVID season is done. So why are people still having masks on? Find out more in this next episode. Let's get tapped in.
Because it's a new day. Time to press pause and get tapped in. Because life goes on. Set yourself free. Come hang out with us and get tapped in.
COVID is crazy. Everybody over here killing people left and right. Yo, Cassie, you been seeing this shit, bro?
Yeah, man. It's like all this lockdown stuff just basically taught people to come together. And, you know, because that's the key here. You know, love over everything.
For real.
I've been hearing a lot of that lately, gravitating toward that, you know, more like-minded people who seem to be more elevated these days. I guess that's the best word to describe all this. Elevation is what's been ruling the nation, and that's what our oppressors hate.
They don't like us coming together and putting our heads together and waking up.
That's why I said Grand Rising on that last episode, you know, because it's Endgame. This sparked the Endgame.
Yeah.
How many of y'all agree with that? What y'all think of all this?
Real talk. For real though, shout outs to Rashad Jamal. What up? Shout out to Dane Calloway.
Ralph Smart. Papa Duck.
Hey.
For this inspiration.
Anthony Parker, what's good?
I just want to thank all those people who do the service that inspire us to wake up globally.
For real.
So we can conquer and take back what's rightfully ours, you know?
We sovereign beings, bruh.
And we make a difference. So if there's anybody out there that's felt discouraged during this time, don't worry, it's okay, you got this. Usually when things get at their worst, the best is yet to come. And these mandates said masks off. So, you know, we might not be as free as we supposed to be, but we on the way. He ain't done with us yet. He's not done with us yet.
Over here in Austin, a couple of days ago, I seen an email that said that Capital Metro people said that the mask mandates are now lifted, so people can now go out without using masks. I'm like, man, finally.
People can be themselves.
Woo!
This sparked another thing. You know, you can look at this in a different perspective. You know, like I said, shout out to Ralph Smart earlier for putting that acronym out for COVID, creating our vision in detail. So For some of us, that could have meant the mask coming off, revealing our true identity, you know?
Yep.
People been able to hide behind a mask for too long, and it's time for that shit to come off.
They got so comfortable with it. So now that they gotta lift it, it's like, no!
I'm comfortable in this skin. But you know what? Snakes don't stay in the same skin, boo-boo. They shed too.
You know I've held a snake before, right? Did I tell you that?
No, but I have too. I used to wear them. All you gotta do is hold them, you know. I'm not afraid of it. It's not represented like they put it out here. You know, the serpent that represents your kundalini. So if you scared of your snake, then you scared of yourself rising.
Mm-hmm. That's how Steve G. Jones puts it as well with the astral projection tutorial that he put out. Shouts to him too. Your kundalini is a serpent at the bottom of your spine.
We have to learn how to decode this stuff for ourselves because our oppressors don't know. They don't have the ability to be tapped in.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you lack a soul, there's no truth to discern. So just learn to discern things and don't just be listening to stuff just because they said it. Because just because somebody says something doesn't mean it's a fact. It could just be several people's opinions. It still ain't fact.
Right.
It still ain't fact. That's just code name to cover up what they hidden agenda really is. I mean, didn't y'all ever watch Chernobyl? It's just a repeat of all this stuff. Still the same shit. Even slavery never ended. The only difference is we just got flipped over from the state, from being state property to federal property. We still owned by the government, just the federal government now. Still slavery. You still work your 9-to-5 job And if you got a 9-to-5, you still a slave. Until you quit your job, you still a slave. Be self-employed and start working for yourself. That's what they don't want. You know? I'm just trying to help wake the nation up.
What Michael say?
All I want to say is that they don't really care about us.
Because they don't. I don't think people going in these studios just wasting time talking just to hear their head, or people get inspired to make these messages based off their life experiences and stuff. I'm just saying, it's got to be truth behind the music if it's drawing you in somehow, just like it could impact you in a negative way, like the mainstream media. And it's like everybody forgetting about the old school music, like it didn't mean nothing. What about the organic way? Whatever happened to that? Natural immunity, nature.
They want you to forget.
I'm not forgetting who I am. Y'all can if y'all want to, but I'm not.
I think I told you the story about me a while back. I was just saying that for those that don't know, you know, and all that stuff. I said, man, I learned, I remembered who I was in seventh grade. You know, and I was just kept it in my mind from then on out. It didn't resurface itself until 2020 when I spoke to my loved one about it. We was on the phone and she was talking to me about it because we were talking about something else. And somehow that topic had came up. And she mentioned my name, and I was like, damn, I ain't heard that name in a long time. And then, boom, it just clicked into place. I was like, oh, yeah, sparked the memory. And, of course, I've been knowing you since 2009/10, so that's really cool because, you know, we already knew each other before we knew each other. For those out there that's woke that know what I'm talking about.
And y'all, it's okay to feel like y'all feel you. Like he mentioned in the last episode, y'all ain't alone. None of us are alone. We're all connected. We all one. One with the source. That's why I understand why all this division is here. Religion, all that. No.
Your true purpose.
Anything that's going to conform you to anything is going to distract you from your divinity. I ain't with under that. I am not. I lost a lot of friends, but hey, if you lost friends, then they weren't your friend to begin with. Like, it's a reason why you lose friends. When you're set in your way of thinking and they set in their way of thinking, then that can cause division too. We have to come to grips, first of all, and stop taking the blame off everybody else and own up to it and know that we all responsible for our own destinies and stuff.
We're responsible for our own actions.
I mean, did nobody hold y'all hand when y'all got pushed out y'all mama's portals?
Did nobody put a gun to your head?
Exactly. You came in this world with no knowledge. Of course, before you got in the vessel.
You had the knowledge.
Because it was predestined.
Right.
But once you got pushed out of that portal, you was just a baby. So that seed has to be able to be nourished in the soil that, you know, you planted in.
Hey, they tried to bury us and forgot that we were seeds, bro.
We got to be the best for our children. Whitney Houston said the children are the future.
Yeah.
The greatest love of all. Anything before the 21st century, in my book, is legit as far as, you know, people getting their messages out. And people only try to scandalize things when they can't shine.
They want you to be at their level and feel bad.
They wondering how the next person got to where they going, but they didn't do what it took to get there because they want to take a shortcut.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that do that.
Hey, the only way out is in. The only way out is in. Why they looking for God on the outside? What's his address? What's his address? We can all pull up and say, hey, tell me who found it. Please tell me. Tell me what city and state it is. Everybody's still looking on the outside like,
hello, I'm in here.
It's like somebody being trapped inside a box that's cemented shut.
Can you please let me out? I'm gonna tell y'all, the only way out is in.
How can people be so confused about that? If you read in the Bible and it says you have to go within to seek God, meditate, all this stuff is telling you to go in. As within, so without. As above, so below. That's what all that mean. You ain't gonna find that just being in the church. You ain't gonna find none of this stuff in the church, especially if you the church. You don't need the church if it's all in you.
I'm a walking temple, bro.
So we need to get to the bottom of all of that ASAP.
Facts.
And if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong.
Leave us comments. Let us know what's up.
But it won't be a fact that you're wrong. It'll just be your opinion. So everybody, welcome to whatever opinion they might have.
Yeah.
But this is just a little bit of my perspective and how I feel. I'm only going to resonate with things that make sense. And if it don't make sense, like it hasn't, I've been here for 34 years. And the first time I set foot in a church, I felt like I was betraying somebody. How can you know what that feels like if you're a 4-year-old child? Answer me that. How? I don't know how to express these feelings, but now that I know what they are, I've had these feelings every time I go to any type of government establishment, whether it be church, school, the doctor. I did not feel right. No, you go to school and then you learn about history and ancient this and ancient that. It didn't mention nothing about this stuff. Cause let's just put all the natural stuff on the back burner and make everything artificial. What's so special about artificial? It's not natural. You ain't gonna live long putting fake shit in your body. That's why they say, well, you are what you eat. You really are what you eat. And if we all connected, that means we're not even supposed to be eating each other. And we've been eating each other for years.
And didn't know it.
And I know people are gonna tell me I'm crazy.
Well, I ain't never ate nothing more than chicken and pork and beef.
Nigga, you ate rats, cats, dogs, humans, babies, murdered children. We ate all that. I hate the Bershaw bubble, but we've been eating everything from kidnapped children when you go to McDonald's and get your food. Yeah, we eating dead people that people don't miss.
Kidnap what?
We've been eating all this stuff.
McDonald's?
Yeah. Kidnap children.
Oh, but I like the Big Mac.
Well, yep. Hate the Bershaw bubble. Hey, all these fast food restaurants are just demonic stuff. Like, they telling you what this stuff is, and y'all just believing them. Oh, they said it's chicken nuggets, so we just going to believe it's chicken nuggets. No, it's processed for a reason, because they putting what they want in it, and they're not telling you what they putting in it, and you wondering why you feel sluggish. Shitting 30 minutes after you eat it.
There's a YouTube link that I'm going to put in the show notes, y'all, that y'all need to look at. And it says 10 foods that you will never eat again. Y'all got to check that out, for real.
I'm just telling y'all, a lot of this stuff is mind-blowing. If people are as quick to believe the things that they were indoctrinated in school, and pretty much this stuff was beat into you, passed down generation to generation. If y'all can believe that stuff in a heartbeat, what's wrong with believing that it was a lie?
The lie sounds better than the truth.
What's wrong with thinking, could these people have possibly lied to us? These people, strangers, they don't know us. They don't know us from the man on the moon. So how can you just go put your faith in somebody that you don't even know? Somebody that just took over and said it was going to be this way because, oh, they're nice. We just can go take what we want, and they're nice. They didn't do nothing to stop us.
We got all the power.
Yeah. Y'all need to go see what Christopher Columbus really did to us. He to blame for this shit. 1492, your oppressors lied to you and gave you a watered-down-ass version of what really happened. But no, Christopher Columbus got letters that he wrote letting you know that he said that we would make fine servants.
Blatantly said that.
It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube. Yes, he said that. In one of his letters. He the reason for this oppression. He started all of this. Christopher Columbus? You know the guy that thought the earth was a circle? I don't know what part of his head he bumped. And how many times he bumped it. In that same spot. But, I don't even know how that even passed down that many centuries. Without somebody questioning, oh.
How can this even make sense?
Damn, talk about primitive. Dang.
Yeah, that was crazy, man. So back in 2020, I suppose, that's when everything started publicly. Because COVID been around for a little bit longer than that. Am I right?
Started in 19.
I had just came back from Kansas back then. And COVID started going around slowly but surely. I got in my place around September of that year. So in 2020, I'm over here on lockdown at home, man. And hearing about all kinds of crazy stuff that's been going on. Everybody's tripping because they've got to wear masks because there's this virus going around called COVID, and it's making people sick. People are dying left and right and all this stuff, and people are going just crazy. And I'm like, man, I don't know about this whole mask thing, man. I got to be able to breathe. I already got asthma. You know, that's one thing I'm dealing with. So why do I got to have something over my face? That was just too much for me. Now, there's a lot of ups that happened and downs that happened throughout that whole situation, of course. One up is, in 2020, Clubhouse came around, and we started to be able to meet a lot of people that came on.
Shout out to the Clubhouse developers who created this energy space for people to collaborate and link up.
For real.
Because right now, we headed back into the age of information. Sorry, Dominique, but that really sparked me to say that. Thank you to the Clubhouse developers. I don't go on there much, but I've met a few people through people, you know, so I'm grateful for that platform.
It was a great way to reconnect with all the other people that you didn't hear from for a while, too, if you really think about it. People that you ain't talked to in a long time, you find them on there. Oh, you on Clubhouse. Yeah.
Even celebrities. You know, they made it easier for you to link up with people who would otherwise, in your mind, be impossible to even be following, let alone say a simple hello to, you know. And Clubhouse just made it possible for us to link up. We're all connected, even if they're celebrities and stuff. They still put their pants on the same way we do.
One leg at a time, at least as far as I know.
Mm-hmm. Wish you around here jumping in your pants, diving in your pants like a pool or something. Please let me know if you can successfully do that. But no, I'm just playing. let me find out y'all got two left feet around here.
Y'all got two left feet.
It's all jokes aside, though. Like, you know, I just try to be lighthearted. We can't forget. Laughter's still the best medicine despite all this poison that's being spewed out in different forms.
Always.
You know, all the weapons gonna form against us. They gonna form, but they won't prosper as long as you do your part as a spiritual warrior.
Spiritual warrior. Spiritual warrior.
Yeah.
Spiritual warrior.
Spiritual warrior.
Spiritual warrior.
Spiritual warrior.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thank our oppressors for this lockdown. Thank y'all for locking us down, because although some of us have been awake before this event, this pandemic, it helped more people to wake up globally who were in a deep sleep. And there's still people amongst us that are asleep. But it's allowed the world to wake up exponentially, like, even more than we even thought. They didn't say thousands of people were waking up. They've been saying millions. So it was more than they expected. You know, they were like 200, this person gonna die, that person gonna, no, y'all are not God. No. That's a construct. We can't base our lives around any of that. No, y'all gotta give yourself more credit than y'all do. We limitless beings. There's nothing we can't do. Y'all gotta understand that, understand that, overstand that. There's nothing that we cannot do. We're not humans. We're not a bodies. We just live in one.
That part. I know I'm from a different planet.
We all are. We came here to evolve and devolve. Evolve, devolve. Devolution.
Yeah.
The process of us coming down here to do what we're doing now is called devolution. And what we're going through now, all these changes and chaos and stuff, that's evolution. Yes, guys. Devolution. That word actually exists. I never heard of it growing up, but devolution is that process where we descend down here. So I've just been learning a lot. And if I don't learn anything, I don't feel right. If I don't get up and get dressed like I'm going somewhere, it's that thirst for knowledge. That's why I said I'm a scuba diver for this knowledge.
Yeah.
I have to learn something new every day or my day won't go right. I wonder if anyone else feels like that.
Sometimes I wake up and I'll be really, really excited about whatever for who knows what. And I'll be like, I'm going to get such and such done. And then I'll start getting started on it. And then, you know, I'll get happy that I accomplished it. Sometimes I'll get all sad. You know?
All right, guys. We'll be right back.
Coming up after the break.
I'ma beat your damn ass. I'ma beat your damn ass, boy. So, I done must get all good if I was on the cover. You see, I might have a minute. Ever.
For the record. You smell it? You smell it? Think of the first thought that come to you. One of the words you said today already. It's a number. It has to do with what this is, if I spray it. The title of what it is, yeah. Of a song. That's the only clue you get.
You just spray some on you?
Yeah.
And you gonna be a petty motherfucker.
I'll give you a hand.
Just take some deep breaths. No. Not even close.
What?
Not even remotely close.
They ain't even say nothing yet.
You did.
What was I finna say?
You was gonna say four.
No.
I seen a four.
So?
Lie again. You was gonna say four.
Get out my head.
Weren't you gonna say four? Yep. Mm-hmm. I seen that four float by.
Yep.
Gonna say some no. Nuh-uh. I even gave you a hint. I said, It's a song that you mentioned, that you had mentioned before, but you mentioned the song again today, and it's a number that's part of the title of what I just sprayed. It was kind of perfume that I sprayed, a body spray I just sprayed on me. That's adding on to the hint. But the number, and then there's a word.
That's probably what I was smelling earlier.
I'll describe the word. You may be able to figure it out. A fountain. So I gave you a hint about the song, so you should be able to. The name of what I'm wearing today. I wonder if you can do it. Figure it out. I love brain teasers. Why a pyramid just show up? A bright, flashy pyramid that just bursted into a bunch of different orbs. My third eye.
I don't know.
Told
you I was by a pyramid before Atlantis crashed. Somebody told me wait where I was at. They left me. Alright guys, if y'all know the answer to this question, leave a message in the show notes and we'll give the answer in the next episode.
Somebody gonna figure it out. More than one person gonna figure that out. Especially if they a girl. And especially if they a couple and they got their girlfriend this before.
We ask you, what is the spray? Let us know.
This meditation track is to help you clear things like fear, which is a low vibrational frequency, and also help you expand your consciousness. First, take a breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Again, in through your nose and out through your mouth. One more time. In through your nose and out through your mouth.
You smell it? You smell it? Think of the first thought that comes to you. One of the words you said today already. It's a number. That has to do with what this is that I sprayed. The title of what it is, anyway. Of a song. That's the only clue you get.
You just spray something on you?
Yeah.
And you gonna be a petty motherfucker.
I gave you a hint. Just take some deep breaths. No. Not even close.
What?
Not even remotely close.
You ain't even say nothing yet.
You did.
What was I finna say?
You was gonna say four.
No.
I seen a four.
So?
Lie again. You was gonna say four.
Get out my head.
Weren't you gonna say four? Yep. Mm-hmm. I seen that four float by. Yep. I'm gonna say some no. Nah. I even gave you a hint.
What about this?
I said, it's a song that you mentioned that you had mentioned before, but you mentioned the song again today, and it's a number that's a part of the title of what I just sprayed. A kind of perfume that I sprayed, a body spray I just sprayed on me. That's adding on to the hint. But the number, and then there's a word.
That's probably what I was smelling earlier.
I'll describe the word. You may be able to figure it out. A fountain. So I gave you a hint about the song, so you should be able to try to figure out the name of what I'm wearing today. I wonder if you can do it. Figure it out. I love brain teasers. Why a pyramid just show up?
Cause
a bright, flashy pyramid that just bursted into a bunch of different orbs. In my third eye.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Told you I was by a pyramid before Atlantis crashed. Somebody told me wait where I was at, and they left me. We ask you, what is the spray? Let us know.
Booger. Hey there, booger. You're a bubble girl. Hi, dear. You're not dear. You're not dear.
She grabbed all my nose. And her hand was still too small to grab it all.
Well, hello there, big nose. Hey there, baby girl.
Hey, from my nose to yours. From my nose to yours. Yep.
No, no, no. Let go of my afro. Nope. You can't have that.
Yep.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, pretty.
I just want to tell you my face is not a drum.
My face is not a drum. You know that?
Mommy's face is not a drum.
Nope. No, it's not. Nope.
That's the baby playing with the earbuds. Stop. That was her squeezing her hand around the microphone of it.
Yeah. Dear.
That was her. All her.
All that and more coming up on the next episode. See you later. And check us out on tappedin.fm. That's TAPPEDIN.FM.